I don't drink soda.
Okay. So I think we got all the lights now. We're good. We definitely have to cut all that. Here, I'm going to clack it.
Let's get that clack it.
NHP, how? 721.
Action.
That feels better. That feels like a better start.
Whoa, what is smart plug? Smart plug, what are you doing?
He's trying to...
Smart plug, what are you doing?
Yeah, get back
Stay
up there.
Stay in your own lane, smart plug.
He's
Stay in your
around.
Own lane.
What was he showing, the back of himself?
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what's going through his mind, but he's encroaching on my area here.
Yeah, he's trying to show off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Chickity check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
He's been moving around. People don't believe us. He's been moving.
Yeah.
He's AI. He's actually intelligent.
He's smart.
I got a hair.
Smart Alec, more like.
I got a hair here. Oh, wait. That's my eyelash. They're supposed to be there. All right. I think we're ready.
All right.
We have to do the ambiistic smoke. How's that?
We need like one of those old timey like
yeah, like a
billow things.
Is a billow.
Billow? Yeah.
So that's we're still doing a countdown until next season, right?
Yeah.
Five.
Should we have Satchmo do it? No, he kind of botched it last week. Let's save.
Yeah, he started counting.
Save
up.
That for us.
That was a whole thing. Computer, countdown from three. Smart plug, countdown from three. Oh, we don't. His speaker's on.
Oh, yeah, still. Shit. Free Candy, can you hear me, mate?
Free Candy, countdown from three.
There it is.
Yo, thank you for tuning into the Natural Habitat Podcast. My name is Mikey Booyah.
My name is Awesome Ty.
Smart plug is here. He is the world's most racistly, it's like the opposite of Google's.
Yeah, he's like the least woke piece of AI.
Least woke AI, which is smart plug. We had to disconnect his speaker. Yeah. That's how bad he is.
We can't be held accountable for the things he says, so you're not going to be hearing from him. But just know that he's right there and he's thinking things that should not be said under any circumstances.
Computer, say hello.
Hello.
Computer's here, the very first artificially intelligent podcast co-host.
Yes.
Free Candy's up in Canada. You heard him do the countdown.
We got Satchmo here. Satchmo, say hello.
Here. Say hi.
Hello, this is Satchmo.
Hey, we know Satchmo. Go away.
Yeah, we'll bring you back later. And we want to thank you guys for joining us. And there was something that we were saying in the beginning about, you guys are excited.
Yeah.
So we also, instead of just thanking you for being here, we want to bid your welcome to your thanks to us for being here. You know, you guys are thankful that we're here, I'm sure. You guys are like, new episode, new Natural Habitat Podcast, I'm calling out of work.
You think we're getting them through some tough times? Like maybe the habit rats are having some real tough times in their life. Maybe their wife left them, or they had like some sort of personal trauma that they're going through.
Dog died.
And this Truck new died. Episode, yeah, is getting them through. It's getting them over the hump.
Maybe you've been sitting here all week, you've been crying. You've been in bed. You can't take yourself out of bed. You can't go to work. You can't
get up.
I was going to do like an alpha, alpha yelling thing. Get up, you sissy.
You did. That scared me. That scared the sad out of me.
Good. It's good.
So if that didn't work, then hopefully just us being here to provide you an episode.
Yeah, we're here for you, pal.
Yeah, that's enough for you to be like, you know what? Maybe I won't eat a bunch of Tylenol PM today.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, maybe I won't leave the stove on.
No, do that. Do that when you're watching another podcast.
Yeah. We don't want to be blamed for that. We don't want to be on your TV when they show up. So last week
What did we do last week? I don't really remember.
We kind of alluded to the fact that it was going to be our last organic episode and that every episode after that was going to be AI generated.
Just completely AI generated. Mm-hmm. Well, it is. I mean, I don't know if you guys can tell or not. It's we're still working the kinks out, but this is actually a deep fake video of Mikey and I.
Count the fingers.
It's been manipulated through AI and scripted through AI, and our voices have been cloned through AI.
No, they're not going to believe that.
Yeah, this is just regular us.
We wish that was the case, but there have been some hiccups on the road in AI. Specifically, we were basing this whole thing off of Sora
Sora, yes.
Which has not been released yet, so we can't do that.
No.
And we were also going to generate these prompts using Google's AI.
Yeah, we were really putting all of our eggs in the Google Gemini basket. Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, that was not the place to go.
No, it turns out that Gemini made Google's stock plummet for the day because it was too woke.
It's as conservatives like to say, it's it went woke and then it went broke. But not fiscally broke, like it's literally broken. It
just doesn't work anymore.
It just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. And it was doing crazy shit like if you ask it to generate Nazis, it'll generate Nazis, but they'll be like black or Asian.
Yeah, it's going out of its way to make everything diverse racially and, you know, sexually and just all inclusive. But when you're asking it to generate, you know, like a Viking, and it's generating like a black Viking or
an Arab guy in a turban
or a female Pope. You know, these are not historically accurate depictions. And in a way, it's offensive in that right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
So in this universe that Gemini lives in, it's like a complete melting pot. Everyone's a blend of all the races besides white. It seems like there's not a lot of white people that pop.
No,
up.
it's you know, like they've been saying, it's with this new Gemini, it's almost like the great replacement.
Oh yeah,
like Tucker Carlson's been saying. You know what I mean? Like AI is replacing us,
and we're not being represented. I wanna look at this new thing.
I want it to look just like me.
I want to relate. I want it to look just like me.
I want it to look just like me. No, not serious. But I also want it to be accurate when I'm generating something.
Yeah. So, I really don't want it to do anything. I don't care about Google's AI.
No.
But we were going to use it for this new project that we're doing. And it looks like that's not going to be the case because they pulled it.
It's canceled. They're going to fix the bugs.
What's that? Are you yawning?
Yeah, I was yawning.
You bored?
It's been a long day.
You don't know. Is this a boring podcast? Boring episode?
Yeah, boring episode.
Are you bored? Here, hold on.
Look at the air horn. Can we get the air horn? Is that possible? There we go. There we go.
That
air horn
you
woke me up. Yes.
Yeah. What did you say? What did you yell earlier?
Get up! Get up!
Yeah. Did that help at all?
Yeah.
Either of us yelling it?
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. So something else that quick tangent I want to talk about. Longtime viewers of the show. Here. This is to let you know I'm serious. Yeah, get Satchmo out for this because I kind of want to get his opinion. Longtime viewers of the show will notice that there has been a substantial height difference in this show. Okay.
What do you mean?
Now, you are taller than me in real life.
Yeah, much taller.
Now, Satchmo is a little bit shorter than me, but I feel like he sits taller on the show. Computer's short. Free Candy's much taller than both of us because he's up. But you and I have a slight height difference that you can tell in the thumbnails specifically. And if you're watching on a big TV, you could see, you know.
Yeah, it's because of these chairs.
It's like the scales of justice, right? Well, that was my point, was that we switched chairs a few episodes ago, which now makes it even more. I feel like that chair is a little bit higher than this chair. So we were a little more even. Now it's getting...
Am I way above you?
You're way above me now.
I'm way above
you.
Okay.
There's a height. You're towering over me. You kind of...
See, I don't think I mean, like, I think if you were...
earlier, you said, get up! And,
I feel like if you took a measuring tape or, like, some sort of... You see, look at you. You're towering over me now.
Well, no. That was even.
And plus, you've got this beanie that adds, you know, a good 5 inches to your head.
It does add a little bit of height. But... I feel like there either needs to be some sort of like booster seat, or maybe we could etch out like some of your seat to lower yourself.
Slouch
a little bit and I do big posture, like high posture, maybe we could do something about it. But I know a lot of people have been talking about it.
So you just want to set the record straight, right? And be like, you know, you're not that short.
Not that short.
You're not that short.
No, it just kind of looks like that right now a little bit.
Fair enough.
All right, cool. So yeah, Gemini's not going to work out. So we're actually going to have to do an organic podcast again.
Yeah. God damn it.
Mm-hmm. So Shane Gillis hosted Saturday Night Live. We talked about this on our last episode. And it was right before the show when we released it. Or no, when we recorded it. And it came out after the show.
But oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we were recording it, it was coming up. We were excited. We didn't know what was going to happen. We watched it. We made a whole, had a whole viewing party. We got catering. It was you, me, Carefree, Satchmo.
Satchmo was there. He was at computer. Smart plug. He was there. I mean,
he was there. Were there. They didn't, you know, they didn't do much.
No.
Jerry was there. And we all got ready, got primed.
We took mushrooms.
Took mushrooms and sat down in my living room to watch Shane Gillis host
SNL. Shane Gillis, a funny comedian, you know?
Mm-hmm. And someone who, for people that don't know who Shane Gillis is, in 2019, he was hired by SNL. And then 3 hours later, he was fired by SNL.
After some old jokes that he had made on a podcast mm-hmm. leaked out to the higher ups, he was canceled almost before ever getting his real big break.
Yeah.
And now, you know, fast forward 5 years or whatever, now he's one of the biggest comedians in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday Night Live had no choice but to kind of eat crow and bring him back as the host for this episode.
Yep. They brought him on. He hosted it. Was like a monumental moment in...
It almost felt like cancel culture had peaked and was at least going to start tapering back.
Yeah.
And giving people a chance to repent for their past indiscretions.
Mm-hmm. At least in comedy. Like, if someone says something that's offensive, that shouldn't be the same as someone that, like, forces someone to watch them jack off.
Yeah, it's not the same. Plant.
It's not the same.
You got to look at the nuance and, you know, kind of, it's not just black and white. You know, there's a lot of shades of gray.
Yeah.
And I think you got to look at the intent, whether there's malice in the intent or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for instance, like, I feel like some comedians, they are malicious when they're making jokes. But with Gillis, you never really get the idea that he's like, you know, like, just being a dick.
Mm-hmm.
He's just kind of joking.
And what he did was he used the Asian voice, an Asian accent, and he said the word
chunk?
Ching.
Chunk?
Ch.
Ch.
In.
In.
He said chink. Chinks is what he said. I'll beep that. Jerry, beep that.
And he used that as a derogatory slur for Asian people.
And he just said, oh, these chinks or whatever. Jerry, beep that. I'm so serious. I definitely can't say it like that. That's how he got canceled. But it's like, it's one thing to say the word, and then it's another thing to, like, call someone that. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
Like, what an insane fucking thing to do.
You got to kind of, like, look at the context in which it was used.
Yeah.
And he wasn't using it directly as a slur towards Asian people. He was simply commenting on the fact that it is a slur.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's,
and jokingly using it. And
some people can't see the difference. I mean, like, there's a lot of people even still that think that this guy is just like the fucking the devil.
Yeah.
The right-wing devil, and, which is not, I mean.
And he said that he's glad that they canceled him for that, because if they would have kept listening to that episode, it got a lot worse. There was, like, a lot worse things that he said.
Yeah.
So he was just a, you know, vulgar, edgy comedian, not even an edgelord type of guy.
I saw one tweet that said, it summed it up pretty well. It said, like, the left thinks that Shane Gillis is, like, this, you know, like, sarcastic, woke dude that's making fun of right-wing politics. The right-wing thinks he's some sort of edgelord that's, like, all anti-woke. And really, he's just a dude being a guy.
Just a dude being a guy.
Guy being a dude.
Yeah. Just a dude. Just a dude trying to goof, you know, trying to goof and gaff.
Yeah. So I think everybody's just kind of got the wrong idea about this fellow. But it's kind of brought us to wonder, like, well, if, you know, he's able to resurrect his career and come back to the mainstream, what about all these other celebrities that have been canceled in the past few years? What are their chances? Is it just, you know, like, is everybody gets to come back to the party, or is it a case by case basis?
So yeah.
We're looking at some of the lists of canceled celebrities, and we figured we can kind of go down the list and judge whether they deserve a second chance or not.
Yeah, because I think that this should be probably done by a jury of your peers. They decide, hey, was your was your offense bad enough for you to still be canceled, continue on being shunned, or are you good to start coming back and rebuilding your career? Look at Andrew from Channel 5.
Yeah, Andrew
He did his time.
He did. He kind of laid low for a year. Yeah,
he kind of pressured some girls to have sex. He like maybe put his hand like on the side of their like torus while he like leaned into them and was like, come on. And they were like, no. And he was like, and he pushed his body against them.
I don't think he assaulted anybody, but he was definitely like too persuasive.
Yeah.
As far as getting laid. Although,
he's a sex pest, they called it.
Yeah. A sex pest. So, like, I feel like, yeah, he's kind of worked his way back.
He's fine, you know.
But then you've got someone like Marilyn Manson, who, as it turns out, sexually assaulted and raped a whole bunch of women throughout his career.
Marilyn Manson?
They've just come out in droves.
Yeah.
One after another, reporting all these things.
That's pretty bad.
And they're like, so there's like some sick shit that he's done.
Yeah. And then he started rolling with Kanye right after that.
Yeah.
Right after that came out. I remember he did like the Donda live performance thing.
Yeah, so I feel like Marilyn Manson, I mean,
still canceled?
He's still canceled. I mean, like, he's kind of like an outlier anyways, because he wasn't super mainstream. He's like Marilyn Manson. He's this creepy freak anyways.
Yeah.
So, like, what does he really care? But yeah, I'm going to say he's still canceled. Now, a new one. So, obviously, this one's not going to be able to come back yet, but Vince McMahon. Have you heard about Vince McMahon?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
McMahon, the WWE's owner for many years, it's come out that he is sexually assaulted and pressured a whole bunch of women into unwanted things, and some of his texts have come out.
Yeah, his text messages.
There's some
crazy,
really, really dark stuff there. He likes to, you know, he likes some scat play. He likes to shit on a woman.
Uh-huh.
And I think, given the fact that there's pending litigation where he's being sued, I mean, at least until that suit is taken care of, nope, you got to stay out, Vince.
Yeah,
you got to stay away. Canceled. You got to stay away. You're canceled still.
Sorry. And then we have, you know, like your Harvey Weinsteins.
Harvey Weinstein.
Stay canceled.
Yeah, yeah, he's done.
That's
he's still in jail.
Forever type
he's
thing.
Still in jail.
Yeah,
so.
Still in jail. Louis C.K., not canceled anymore.
Will Smith. I think we can let Will Smith back to the Oscars. You know, like, yeah, he smacked.
That was like last
Chris
year.
Rock. No, it was like a couple years ago, right?
Computer, when did Will Smith slap Chris Rock?
2022.
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, it was during the 94th Academy Awards on March 27, 2022 that Will Smith walked on stage and slapped Chris Rock across the face during Rock's presentation for Best Documentary Feature.
But, like, that's the only thing that Will Smith's done. You know what I mean? Like, had there been other things he'd done, I would say, yeah, maybe we gotta pause on Will Smith still. But that was the only thing he'd done. You know, it's not sex related. He just went up and he smacked somebody. And you know what? Like, I've had the urge to go up and smack random people.
Mm-hmm.
Who hasn't?
I think you'd probably only get like 60 days for that.
Yeah, I feel like Will Smith, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Come on back.
Chrissy Teigen?
Chrissy Teigen, I didn't even know she was canceled. Like,
so apparently she bullied a bunch of people?
Yeah, I think she's just like a bitch to people on Twitter.
On Twitter?
Yeah, and like she was really like judgmental, kind of like, you know, calling people out for their behavior when really she was being a bitch, you know, herself. And I think that eventually, you know, like
the I don't know. I say
chickens
uncanceled.
Came home to roost. Is that how you... Yeah.
I'd say uncanceled.
Well, let's uncancel her. I'm good with that. Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer, he ate a lady?
He threatened cannibalism, and supposedly, like, he's into some weird cannibalist shit.
Yeah.
So,
But he was, like, he was talking about it in text messages and DMs with this girl or whatever, I remember.
Yeah, but I want to say he did some other shit. Like, there were some more disturbing allegations.
It seems like it would be consensual if he's talking about it in this, like, foreplay text type thing, instead of, you know, yeah, let's just get together and fuck, and then he starts eating you. He's like, yo, I want to eat you, and then lets you know, gets consent, brainwashes you or whatever. That's not that bad.
Yeah, I feel like there might be other stuff with Armie Hammer. I'm gonna pull up his Wikipedia and see what else we might be missing, but
yeah, all this stuff that I'm seeing is all
abuse allegations. So
Oh, abuse allegations?
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of women have said he's got some dark fantasies. And another woman said she had to be hospitalized for post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of the relationship with this fellow.
Okay. I say cancel
him. Yeah. I didn't really know who he was anyway, so it really makes no difference to me. So Armie Hammer, you're gonna have to stay on timeout, bud.
Uh-huh. Ellen DeGeneres. She got canceled for being mean to her staff.
Yeah, right? Yeah, really mean to her staff. And just like after that happened, just all kinds of stories from Hollywood started coming out from people that have interacted with her throughout her career, and it turns out she's just like the meanest, most two-faced celebrity there ever was.
Okay.
And she plays this squeaky clean, nice lady on her show, and in real life it's just the exact opposite. And you know what?
I think that's like, a power move, honestly.
So are you welcoming Ellen back into the fold?
I say uncancel.
I disagree. So really? we're gonna split this one. You guys sound off below. Should Ellen be uncanceled? What do we got next?
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling, who's made a number of transphobic tweets.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically just alluding to the fact that there's just two genders. And
she also made Dumbledore gay.
Yeah, yeah. She was retroactively like giving... sexual orientations and that sort of thing to her Harry Potter characters.
Yeah. Which is a weird thing to do.
It's kind of a weird thing to do, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like this whole, pride culture started getting really big, and it started getting like cool, and corporations were supporting Pride Month and gay people and shit. And she probably wanted to hop on that and make some money off of it. And she's like, guess what? Dumbledore's gay.
But she's like, no, trans is where I draw the line. There's two genders.
I think you
can be gay, but you can't be trans.
You can be gay, but not trans. It's either that or she didn't get the pop that she thought she was going to get by turning Dumbledore gay. Everybody just kind of made fun of her and was like, you can't make a character gay after it's already done.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think maybe that happened. It made her bitter. And then she started lashing out to the trans community because she thinks they're the same thing. She's like, if you're trans, you're gay, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So
canceled.
Mm-hmm. DaBaby, hip-hop artist DaBaby, has made a number of
he shot a guy, right?
No, he's just made some homophobic statements, like at his concert. Like,
oh yeah, I remember
about,
that. Like, if you got AIDS, gay or something. Hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't he also shoot a guy in a Walmart?
Probably.
Or am I thinking of someone else?
I mean, he very well may have, and this is hip hop, so like he's gonna get a pass just because, like, you know, hip hop's kind of like the last frontier where you can say like wild stuff without getting canceled. So DaBaby, you're good to go, bud.
Matt Damon got canceled?
Yeah, and like I don't know what Matt Damon did, but like I feel
he
like
he used the LGBTQ slur.
Yeah, we're letting Matt Damon back in the party. Like,
yeah,
come on in. He's a good actor.
Mm-hmm. Will Smith ? Why is that on there? Does it say Will Smith ?
Yeah,
for you?
Because it's kind of, you know, borderline at very best, and we already discussed it. Will Smith's back. Justin Timberlake. What did Justin Timberlake do?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, he was mean to Britney Spears when they were dating or something like that. And like they're saying, they're blaming all of her mental problems on how he treated her when they were dating in the early aughts.
No.
No, that's not it.
Well, yeah, that might be it, but I don't say
no.
I
yeah,
just
Justin.
Say
no, Justin's not canceled.
I say he's back. Kanye.
Kanye, that's a tough one, man.
Yeah,
I don't really want to touch that one.
Yeah, I don't either because I don't want to welcome him back. Obviously, for obvious reasons, but I also don't want to cancel Kanye.
Yeah, I don't think that we could cancel Kanye.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, Kanye's going to Kanye no matter what anybody says, so...
There's no canceling Kanye.
We'll table that one for another day.
Okay. James Franco.
James Franco, what did he do? Just a sex pest thing, huh?
It was with a minor. I think it was with like a borderline, like a 17-year-old girl. I remember when I read it, it wasn't like, it was creepy, but it wasn't like
Chris D'Elia type creepy.
Yeah, it wasn't like that. Chris D'Elia is back now. He's starting to make his rounds on, he was always active throughout his cancellation on Instagram, but his Twitter was silent. And then every once in a while, he would try to tweet, and all of his comments on Twitter would be like, you're a rapist, like, get the fuck out of here, nobody wants you here, all the shit. And they would remind him that he's canceled, and then he would end up deleting the tweet and then being silent again for another couple months.
Yeah.
And now he's finally like doing other people's podcasts again and making the rounds
he's
and
trying
doing
to
interviews.
Tiptoe out of the shadows a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
He was on something. Oh, Soft White Underbelly. He was on, you know, that black and white show with the Whitakers. Yeah. It was like comedian Chris D'Elia, not canceled comedian. And I didn't watch it, but I don't even know if they talked about his cancellation. And then he was just on No Jumper with Danny Mullen. And
yeah, I saw that. And they kept touching on it a little bit. Yeah.
Like all this creepy suspect shit that he had done with all these girls. And he was getting nervous. So cancel him.
Yeah. So here's a fun one. Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Spacey,
who's just like a weirdo in general. Mm-hmm. But he didn't he like either try to seduce some little boys or successfully seduce some teenage boys?
I think he did. He also, I remember he got fired from the House of Cards.
Yeah.
And then that Christmas, he made that creepy YouTube video.
Yeah,
he did the voice.
He did those annually for a few years.
Yeah, he kept doing them every year. They would come out on Christmas Day.
Yeah, just real sinister-like.
And it was just some creepy, like, undertones and secret messages about how they'll all be sorry and he's going to get the last laugh. And he would do it, like, in his character. And that was...
But he was cleared.
Give him props for that.
He was actually cleared of all charges in his assault case in 2023. So... I guess technically in the eyes of the law, he is no longer canceled.
So Rent actor Anthony Rapp accused Spacey of physically trying to seduce him in 1986 when he was 14.
Yeah, that's a little young there.
Yeah.
Now,
but was he all charges dropped on that?
I believe so.
Bring him back. I say bring him back.
Now, what about this Jussie Smollett guy? You remember him?
Jussie Smollett?
He's the guy that faked a hate crime and said that he was like beat up
by racist Trump supporters
or whatever, and really like he just paid some guy to beat him up and he just lied about it, and you know, is basically trying to stoke race relations even worse than they were. And you know, that time I was like right around 2020, I think, too, so things were already pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think he was found guilty and he may even still be in jail for that. So
what do you say?
I'm saying, no, we're not bringing Jussie Smollett back, no.
I think when he gets out of jail, he can come back.
Like how, like, come back to the mainstream or just kind of come back without being...
I think all of these people have to work their way back up.
I mean, a lot of them were already kind of fringe celebrities to begin with. It's not like they're exactly A-listers.
And nowadays, like, celebrities can create their own content, like Kevin Spacey every Christmas.
Yeah.
And you could just create it and put it out. So I think that all of these people deserve to have to create their own content somehow, pay for a production company, and put it out themselves and have that spark the initial response and then see if people are like, oh, Harvey Weinstein's back. It's so exciting.
Another big one right now is Puff Daddy. Have you been following all this stuff going on with Puff Daddy?
He killed Tupac, right? Didn't that happen?
He did kill Tupac, possibly Biggie also, but recently some artist, Cassie, who's like an R&B singer that was signed to Bad Boy for a while, she hit him with like a lawsuit for just like years and years of sexual extortion and abuse and all this. Just like some really nasty stuff in this lawsuit.
Oh,
and now like multiple people are filing suits similar to that and alleging a lot of wild stuff. Some like gay stuff, some like saying that like
I did hear some gay stuff.
Yeah. Like maybe he swings both ways and assaults both ways. and again, this is pending litigation. So right now,
allegedly,
at least until the smoke clears, Puff Daddy, you're going to have to stay out of the public eye.
Because you allegedly did all this horrible stuff.
And I mean, I don't doubt that he did.
Taylor Swift got canceled?
Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl, it showed her pounding a PBR. So some people are canceling her for that. I've pounded many a beers, at sporting events myself. So I really see no harm in it. I'm not a big Swiftie, but you know what? Like, if that's all you can do is judge Taylor, I would be more likely to judge her and cancel her for being a Kansas City Chiefs fan than I would for smashing a beer.
Is that what she's getting canceled for?
For yeah.
For yeah. drinking a beer and hanging out with Ice Spice?
They caught her on tape, like, chugging a PBR.
Yeah, didn't I tell you the story about my homie's daughter, like, loved Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
And then now she's, like, Taylor Swift's canceled with a fucking 8-year-old kid.
Yeah. I think it's probably just the 8-year-olds doing that, canceling. You know what I mean?
But that's, all, even that's still, where all the plays are coming from.
I mean, she's like the most popular singer in the world. So I don't think that too many people kind of ran with that. So I'm going to say Taylor Swift. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say she's not canceled.
Not canceled. All right. So, yeah, I think that it's pretty easy to figure out, you know, all these people that, because a lot of people were victims of cancel culture. And a lot of people for, you know, the wrong reasons. Like, I remember Aziz Ansari got canceled. And it was because...
This has been super minor. I don't remember exactly what it was, but...
It was... He was having sex with a girl or hooking up with a girl, doing, like, foreplay. And it was completely consensual. She was cool with it. And then he fingered her and then put his finger in her mouth. And she didn't like it.
Yeah.
So the next day she was like, I didn't like that. I was assaulted. That was assault.
Yeah, there was a lot, at least like when that whole Me Too movement was popping off, there was a lot of retroactive, you know, like basically saying like, oh, I consented to this, but I didn't enjoy it myself, or now I would have done things differently. So you assaulted me. And I think that's kind of bullshit.
It's like you're allowed to have sexual experiences that you regret. And you're allowed to have sexual experiences that are uncomfortable.
Yeah, and you have to have the...
Some
the
of them are uncomfortable.
Self-confidence. I mean, now, obviously, like, if you're being assaulted or raped or something, this is out the window. But in a consensual situation, you have to have the self-confidence to set boundaries and let somebody know when the boundary has been crossed.
Yeah. And there was a lot of retroactive stuff. And shit got out of control, and a lot of people got canceled that didn't deserve to get canceled. So I think that we need to. There hasn't been a lot of like good movies, a lot of good music, because all these people got canceled.
Yeah, and like people are afraid to make, you know, like good comedy movies now, just because what's acceptable in comedy is so grown so, you know, small due to cancel culture, that
especially like in the mainstream, you can't just make a raunchy comedy.
Can't make a raunchy teen comedy anymore. No way.
I think the last good one was Office Christmas Party. Did you see that?
I think I did.
Yeah. TJ Miller was in it.
Oh yeah, he got canceled.
Oh really?
TJ Miller got canceled.
For having brain damage?
Yeah, absolutely. What?
What do you get canceled for?
Hey Siri, or hey computer. What did T.J. Miller get canceled for?
Computer, what did T.J. Miller get canceled for?
I don't know that one.
Oh, computer doesn't want to talk about
God it. God damn it, computer. What did T.J. Miller get canceled for?
He doesn't remember.
No. but yeah, I think probably let him back.
Yeah, he was funny. Yeah. He was funny, yeah.
So we got to go through. We got to let these people back. We got to uncancel them.
Yeah, like,
the times are changing.
I don't really have a direct line to any of these celebrities. So if you guys could go ahead and reach out to these people and let them know that they're either, you know, still canceled or no longer canceled for us on our behalf.
Yeah, let them know that we said that.
Yeah, we've kind of, you know, formed our own verdict here, and I think we speak for the general population, right?
Yeah,
we can go out on a limb and say that, you know, like we're average Joes that probably kind of fall right in the middle of the Overton window. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that,
and I think that we're a good jury of the peers. It's you and me. We got Jerry. We got free candy. Okay. We'll count Bill, Matt, and Josh, just so that we can get the numbers. Both Josh.
Satchmo here too.
Satchmo. We got computer. We got smart plug. So I mean, that's almost 12, right?
Yeah, it's close enough.
I say that's about 12. So let them know that we said it's good, and start pumping out the hits. Start getting it rolling. So I think that's about it for our list. Was there anything else?
We didn't have much this week.
Yeah, it's really just we weren't planning on doing this episode because we thought it was going to be AI.
We were convinced that it was going to be just completely AI.
Yeah, we thought it was all going to be done.
I'm sure China probably did something crazy
Computer,
this week.
What's going on in China?
Computer. News, China.
In the news, from Press Trust of India, a day after an advertisement related to ISRO's new launch complex in Tamil Nadu caused a row for featuring a Chinese flag, DMK leader and fisheries minister Anita R. Radhakrishnan on Thursday said it was a gaffe by the designer.
Computer.
The minister.
Stop.
Yeah.
A designer gaffed, put a Chinese flag on.
Yeah,
on something.
I mean, that's something. That's not nothing. It's not nothing.
So he goofed and gaffed.
So are we letting China back or no?
No. No. Not at all. We love you. We'll see you next week.
See ya. Natural Habitat Recordings.